Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
He's Todd Pyro.
Traveling on the road, diners in Orlando, Miami. I'm not the smartest guest you've ever had, but the people seem to love me. This was inappropriately close. Maybe not the yoke of Joe Biden. This is so silly. It's so simple. DVR me.
We've got Todd Pyro on the phone taking a break from all those important network duties. What's going on, buddy?
You know, I donated so much, they asked me to stop. I broke the system.
We appreciate you. We do.
You're the one.
We appreciate that.
But, hey, a couple things before we go. I probably should have told the producers this as opposed to telling you while we're on air. Very unprofessional. I just got added to the rundown for Friends to talk about Chicago. So I'm going to do a hit on Chicago. So I got about 10 to 11 minutes for
okay.
you, Mark Cox.
All right. Well, you tell me if we're getting too close, and I'll try to bear in mind that we need to wrap this thing up. How about that?
I am just going to slam down the phone and run screaming from my office. I'm in the office today.
So oh, you're, wow.
So,
that's
oh, awesome.
You.
How long is this your first day back in a while?
I was coming in every couple of Thursday and Friday, but I think at least I'm here for the time being.
Good.
You know, it's up in the air. But I can tell you this much, speaking about being places, I have been on your show more in the last 3 weeks than the Cardinals have had games.
Oh,
I'm telling you, it doesn't take much.
It's not
and they
been going well.
Who knows when they're going to play again at this point. They just canceled their doubleheader for tomorrow or for Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying. And guess what? We might. Here's the great thing about it. We might only end up playing 10 games, but based on winning percentage, make the playoffs. You can't beat that.
World Series trophy to the Cardinals. They won a handful of games.
It's pretty good. So,
I like that jingle.
So yeah, that was pretty good on the fly there. You mentioned that you're going to be covering this Chicago situation. You're going to do an update on it for Fox and Friends.
Yes, I could read you my script that I already wrote, but I'd probably get fired, so I'm not going to do that.
Oh, okay. Well, just, you know, I was listening to that news conference yesterday where the police superintendent was basically saying, you know, I'm not surprised that this happened because the last time it happened, nobody was held accountable for it. Go ahead and play cut eight, please.
First incident happened at a store near the 87th and the Dan Ryan Expressway. Soon, car caravans were headed into the loop. This was not an organized protest. Rather, this was an incident of pure criminality. This was an act of violence against our police officers and against our city.
Sure, the mayor got all offended, Todd, when a reporter suggested, well, do you think they're doing this because nothing happened to them the last time they did it?
Yeah, and if you listen to Brown, he goes on to basically say, you know, Kim Fox, this could have something to do with the fact that you dismissed more than 25,000 felony cases. And what I like about Police Superintendent Dave Brown, if I'm not mistaken, he came from Dallas, correct?
I don't remember.
And he, if I'm not mistaken, I could be 100% wrong because why would I let facts get in the way of a good story? But he was the police chief there in Dallas when they had that horrible shooting there in Dallas. And I remember he handled himself so well during a really, really tough situation. I think he proved that, hey, I'm good at this. And so he was hired in Chicago. And look, I get the impression that he gets what's going on, much like so many police chiefs across the country get what's going on. It's the mayors and these prosecutors. I mean, gosh, 10 years ago, prosecutors' jobs were literally to prosecute as much and as harshly as you can. It's the public defender and the defense attorney's job to sort of go against that. And that's called the court of law. That's, you know, as the prosecutor, it's your job to represent the people and to instill law and order. And now, no, it isn't. It's to promote whatever your mayor wants or your backers want.
Well, you know, at least he's honest about it because he's a cop. He's a cop's cop. He's not just a politician, you can tell. He's frustrated, just like our Chief Hayden is here in St. Louis. And the chief in Seattle resigned yesterday when the Seattle City Council voted to basically eliminate or defund the police.
It's ridiculous. Stunning. I mean, that Carmen Best from Seattle, she's trying her best. But imagine, you know what this is akin to? And again, I apologize for equating life and death with what we do in this business. It's not even close. But for the purposes of this analogy, this is like saying, Mark, do your show without a microphone.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, eliminate the radio board. Let's see what happens. You know, the difference is, for us, it's not life and death. We wouldn't go on the air. People's lives are on the line. These are cities, you know, and it's sad. It's just plain old sad.
It is true. Todd, how much time do we have left here?
Oh, we've got a whopping 4 to 5 minutes.
Okay, so I want to bring this up and pick your brain. You may thank me later or not. I don't know. There's a poll out on how the public perceives the news media. I don't know if you've seen this or not. But it said that 73% of Americans believe bias in news reports is a major problem, up from 65% 2 years ago. And the split down the political parties is unbelievable. 71% of people on the conservative side have an unfavorable opinion of the news media. Democrats are at only 22%. So that to me, this speaks to the political divide in this country and the perception that more and more often these days, people like Brian Stelter and Jim Acosta and others aren't playing it down the middle as they do their reporting.
Well, it also has to do with what people are choosing to cover, not just at the reporter level, but at the big people, the people at the corner office level, like, what are we going to cover today? Because let's face it, if there's any excuse to be had, it's that there is a lot of news. And with everybody having a camera in the country, we have 330 million reporters out there right now. So there's more to see than there was 50 years ago. Okay, so I'll give them that excuse. It's the choice of what to cover first and foremost. And I will give all the networks, liberal, conservative, not down the middle, whatever, I will give them all an excuse because there is so much. What I won't excuse is the fact that for weeks, the unrest in Portland was called protesting peacefully. And what we've seen in other cities is just like, people are gathering, it's moms. No, yeah. It's not. I mean, this is legitimately Antifa. When the attorney general says, I have done the research, it is Antifa. There are people on the streets organizing to create chaos. You know, probably we should believe him, and the network should probably report that because an attorney general is a newsmaker.
Right.
But, you know, the fact that they are covering this as, you know, a gathering of people in clothes, you know, that's different
than
a riot.
Did you ever read Bernie Goldberg's book, Bias?
I have not.
It's an interesting course. He was a network correspondent for years. I think he's got an editorial in some paper today. Now he's a pretty loud never Trumper these days. But regardless, he wrote a book about his experience at the network level. He basically drew the conclusion that part of the problem is that a lot of decisions are made in corner offices, as you referred to, on the East Coast or maybe the West Coast, and not in flyover country. And as a result of that, oftentimes what's covered is not reflective of what a lot of Americans perceive to be the most important stories.
I wouldn't disagree with that. And, you know, look, I think at least here I can speak from experience. We know where our bread's buttered.
Right.
You know, we have a very, very big audience, and it is in almost every state in the union. We don't focus on New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, but you better believe that just the human element of that, especially in weather, like when there's bad weather in the New York metro area, that makes it pretty high up in the newscast. And I always make the joke, like, it's because it affected the producers.
right. You worry about that, right?
But, you know, at the same time, Yes, that's one example. But, you know, let's face it, we do a really good job here, and I will boast for our team to cover what is happening throughout the country because we are national. We recognize that, you know, we have a lot of people that watch us in St.
Yes.
Louis and
mm-hmm.
throughout the heartland. And so, you know, don't ignore those people. Otherwise, they have a remote control. They can turn the channel.
I would agree. And you see that reflected in Fox's ratings these days, that's for sure.
People watch us.
They do.
Including after DVRing.
Nice. Hey, you got another plug in there. We appreciate that. So I won't be offended if you want to get on the website there and contribute a little bit more.
What is it again?
We're raising money for a local organization called Backstoppers. They help the families of officers and firefighters killed in the line of duty. If I get $5,000 in donations,
nice.
I'm going to shave my head.
Oh, I need to see that.
I'm telling you.
Yes, we all do.
We're going to Facebook Live it, so it's going to be kind of a big deal. So we're raising money for a good cause, and if we get there, we're getting close. We're getting closer every day. Then I'm gonna let them shave my head. Ought to be good.
Good stuff.
All right, Todd, I know you got to run, buddy.
Literally today I have to run.
All right.
Most days,
good.
No, I just go drink in my office. I mean, what?
I didn't hear that. Can we add that to the open, please?
Oh,
yes.
No.
That's
yes.
good. All right,
yes,
we'll talk to you next week.
Have a great one, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you
bet.
You
at Todd Pyro there on Twitter. You can
drink in his office.
That. Just mostly, I said, just drink in my office.
You want me to make Todd Pyro another intro?
I mean, pretty soon the intro is going to be so long that we'll have no time for Todd.
I have made more intros for Todd Pyro than I have for any of our guests ever combined in the 8 years I've been producing.
It's kind of high maintenance.
I'm on number 15.
Well, you're
for
giving him the ideas.
What's another?
Oh, we should add that to the open.
Every time he does this on air, let's make another one.
Get more at 971talk.com.